Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Leapfrog Group Hospital Safety Score Town Hall Conference. Today's call is being recorded, and at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Melissa Danforth. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon, everyone. Today, we're going to talk to you about the changes to the Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score. Specifically, I'm going to cover information regarding who is getting a hospital safety score. I will do a scoring overview. I'll share some details of the courtesy data review period, which opened on March 2nd. I'll review some important dates, and then at the end of the call, we will open the line for questions. And, of course, anyone who is not able to have their question answered during the call today is welcome to submit a ticket to our help desk at scorehelp@leapfroggroup.org, and we'll respond to you in writing. So first, just a quick overview of the hospital safety score for any of you on the call that may be new to this ratings program. The hospital safety score is an A, B, C, D, or F letter grade reflecting how safe hospitals are for patients. The score was first launched in June 2012. The score is issued only two times per year, once in April and once in October. This spring score will be the ninth release. More information is available at the Hospital Safety Score website at www.hospitalsafetyscore.org. Not every hospital receives a hospital safety score. Generally, we are able to score general acute care hospitals for which we have enough public data. Because of the lack of public data, we have to exclude certain types of hospitals, including specialty hospitals, such as surgical centers, cancer hospitals and women's hospitals, critical access hospitals, freestanding pediatric facilities, and non-IPPS participating hospitals, such as those in Maryland. In addition, general acute care hospitals missing more than 9 process measures or more than 5 outcome measures do not receive a hospital safety score. And you'll notice here that we've increased our missing data threshold for the outcome measures since 2015, and that's due to the addition of some new measures, which I'm going to describe in just a minute. We have a very special measure selection process for the hospital safety score. We have a national expert panel that advises us on the measures to include in the score. Specifically, we look for measures that are publicly reported from national data sets reflecting individual hospital results. The two main data sources we use are the Leapfrog Hospital Survey and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have various data sets. We look for measures that are endorsed or in use by national measurement entities. In addition, we look for measures that are specifically linked to patient safety, which our national expert panel has defined as freedom from harm. We look for measures that directly qualify patient safety events, that assess processes or structures that lead to better outcomes, or that have been identified by our patient safety experts as being critical to patient safety. We do have some changes to the measure set this spring. We did send these changes out via an electronic newsletter several weeks ago, but I'll review them again here. The scoring methodology for the 2016 Hospital Safety Score has been updated to remove 5 measures and add 7 new measures. The Blue Ribbon Expert Panel has recommended and our board has approved the following changes. 5 Surgical Care Improvement Project measures or SCIP measures will be removed, and so antibiotic within 1 hour, antibiotic selection, antibiotic discontinued after 24 hours, catheter removal and VTE prophylaxis have been removed from the measure set. These measures will not be included in the Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score. 5 HCAHPS measures used in the CMS Inpatient Quality Reporting Program have been added to replace those SCIP measures. These 5 HCAHP measures will be used in the Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score, and they include nurse communication, doctor communication, staff responsiveness, communication about medicine, and discharge information. in addition to healthcare-associated infection measures used in the CMS inpatient quality reporting program, have also been added to the program, and those are MRSA and C. diff. These measures will be used in the Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score. That brings us to a total of 15 process and structural measures. The HCAP measures will be, again, replacing those SCIP measures in the process and structural measure domain. This change also brings us to 15 outcome measures. Previously, there were 13 outcome measures. With the addition of MRSA and CDIF, we are now at 15 outcome measures for a total of 30 measures to be included in the Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score. A couple measure highlights I wanted to touch on. So first, several measures we include in the score have been updated since October 2015, including CPOE, ICU staffing, the safe practices, and CLABSI and CODI for those hospitals that submitted or resubmitted a LeapFrog hospital survey. All of the CMS infection measures, CLABSI, CODI, surgical site infection, colon, MRSA, and C. diff have been updated since October. And the AHA annual survey results for ICU physician staffing have also been updated since October. In addition, for the fall 2016 hospital safety score, we do anticipate making the 2016 LeapFrog hospital survey the primary data source for SSI colon, MRSA, and C. diff, as it is now with CLABSI and CODI. The rationale behind this change for fall 2016 is that the LeapFrog hospital survey results are more current and also allow us to have information by facility, not by Medicare provider number. A couple of notes about the reporting periods for the Spring Hospital Safety Score. So first, for those hospitals that submitted a 2015 LeapFrog Hospital Survey and therefore have LeapFrog Hospital Survey results used in their Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score, you'll note that the reporting period for all of the LeapFrog measures will be January 1st, 2014 to June 30th, 2015. The reason is that the 2015 LeapFrog Hospital Survey includes two reporting periods. Because hospitals could be reporting on either of these, we have traditionally for the past 4 years shown an 18-month reporting period for the spring round of the safety score to include all of the full data range. There's a link here for the reporting periods for the CMS measures. The reporting periods for the CMS measures are also included in the data review instructions, which I'm going to review in a minute, and also in the safety score methodology and on the data review website. A couple of notes about the weighting process. So each of the 30 measures included in the hospital safety score has a standard measure weight associated with it. As always, the measures are broken up into one of two domains. The measures are either in the process and structural measure domain or the outcomes domain. Each of the two domains are weighted at 50% of the overall hospital safety score. We use three criteria for weighting individual measures: strength of evidence, opportunity, and impact. There has been an update to the weighting criteria this spring in regards to the impact rating. So previously, the impact was a combination of the number of patients affected by the event and the severity of harm to individual patients. And this is described in greater detail in the score and methodology document, which is available for download on the Hospital Safety Score Data Review website. The change the Spring 2016 is that for the impact rating, the number of patients possibly affected by the event, each measure will have a score of either a 0, 1, 2, or 3. For previously, it was a 1, 2, or 3. The 0 option has been added for events that are extremely rare but catastrophic and allows us to distinguish between extremely rare patient safety events and rare patient safety events. An example of an extremely rare patient safety event with catastrophic consequences would be air embolism. An example of a rare patient safety event would be objects retained after surgery. There's about a tenfold difference between the rate of air embolism and for an object retained. So this new weighting framework allows us to account for those differences. The overall measure weight is determined by taking the opportunity score, multiplying it by the impact, and then adding it to the evidence. And again, all of these details for every event, for every measure is available in the safety score methodology document. As many of you know, we use a Z-score methodology to calculate your hospital safety score. The Z-score methodology allows us to standardize data from individual measures with different scales. A Z-score counts how many standard deviations a hospital score on the measure is away from the mean. Mean always equals a zero Z-score. Hospitals that are worse than the mean always have a negative Z-score, and hospitals that are better than the mean always have a positive Z-score. You can see this illustrated in the Hospital Safety Score Calculator, which you can download from the Data Review website. To translate your hospital's raw measure score into a Z-score, for process and structural measures, we take your hospital's score, subtract it, and we subtract the mean and divide by the standard deviation. For outcome measures, we take the mean minus the hospital score divided by the standard deviation. We flip the calculation for outcome measures to ensure that hospitals will consistently see a negative Z-score if they're below the mean and consistently see a positive Z-score if they're above the mean. And as you know, on process and structural measures, a higher score is always better. On outcome measures, a lower score is always better because outcome measures are counts of adverse events happening to patients. So as a reminder, you can see all of these calculations and how they were specifically applied to your hospital by using the safety score calculator, which also includes the details for each of the measure weights. Your overall hospital safety score is therefore a summation of each Z-score multiplied by the measure weight, added to other Z-scores, multiply other weighted Z-scores within each domain. If you are missing data for a particular measure, that measure is not included in your hospital safety score, and the weight for that measure is reapportioned to other measures within the same domain. You can see how the reweighting might apply to your hospital by using the hospital safety score calculator. Now some information about the data review process. So first, we sent emails to CEOs and survey contacts of hospitals that submitted a survey by December 31st, 2015, with your username and password and a link to the data review website, which has changed. So we've actually moved the data review website from the leapfroggroup.org domain to the hospitalsafetyscore.org domain. The old leapfroggroup.org will still redirect to this website, but we have moved the pages. If your hospital did not submit a 2015 LeapFrog Hospital Survey by December 31st, we sent your CEO a letter in the mail with the same information, including your username and password, and this link to the data review website. When you log into the data review website for the first time, you will need a username and password that we've sent you. This is not the same thing as your 16-digit security code for the survey. This is a unique username and password specific to your hospital, specific to the data review website. If you didn't receive our email, or if you didn't receive a letter in the mail addressed to your CEO with this information, you can contact the help desk at scorehelp@leapfroggroup.org. Please remember to include your hospital's full name, address, and Medicare provider number in the ticket to avoid any delays in getting this information back to you. The data review website is open from March 2nd to March 23rd. By accessing the data review website, you'll be able to provide contact information that we need to send you important updates about the hospital safety score. For example, when the letter grade previews are available, we'll be emailing those contacts that you provide in the contact information section of this website. You will be able to update your hospital's name, address, and Medicare provider number if we don't have the information displayed correctly. You'll be able to review the source data that we use to calculate your hospital safety score and validate that we recorded the correct information. You'll also be able to download a copy of the hospital safety score calculator and scoring methodology and preview your hospital's preliminary numerical safety score. As a reminder, all of the safety scores currently posted on the data review website are preliminary. They're not final. We don't post final numerical safety scores until after the data review period has closed. After you log on to the data review website, you will be asked to confirm that the hospital name and address we have displayed is correct. If the information is not correct, some additional fields will appear where you'll be able to provide us with an updated hospital name and address. Please note, and this is very important, the hospital name and address you provide below will appear exactly as you enter it on our public reporting website. Therefore, it's extremely important not to use abbreviation and to ensure that your hospital's name is spelled correctly and does not include any typos. If your hospital's Medicare provider number, as we have it displayed on the data review website, is not correct, we ask that you contact the help desk immediately. We will need to make a correction on our side and update your source data based on the updated Medicare provider number. You'll also be asked to provide your hospital's CEO name, email address, and a contact name and email address, again, so we can contact and let you know that your numerical safety score has been finalized and updated on the site following the data review period, and also that your letter grade is ready to be previewed. Once you complete the contact information, you'll be taken to the source data page. At the top of the source data page, you'll be able to download the data review instructions from the Spring 2016 Hospital Safety Score Calculator. Please, please review the complete set of instructions before you begin the data review process. Underneath that information is a table that includes all 30 measures we use to calculate the Spring Hospital Safety Score. You'll be able to see which domain each measure fell into, either the process and structural measure domain or the outcome measure domain, the data source, the reporting period, and your measure score. You'll also be asked to confirm whether or not the measure score we have reported for you matches the public report, and you do need to say yes or no before you can move on to the next page and view your numerical safety score. I'm now going to show you, I want to point out a couple of things about the data review instructions. The data review instructions have been updated for Spring 2016. What we've done is combine the instructions PDF and the links to source data Excel file into a single document to help hospitals move through this process more smoothly. There's a table of contents that's actually hyperlinked to various sections within this document, but I'm just going to walk you through some important points. So first, it's very important that you read this document thoroughly before you begin. There's some tips to get started, a list of the source data we used, and also a step-by-step guide to moving through each page of the data review website. Please note that when you get to the hospital source data page, we do ask that you carefully check the data source listed in the table before you begin the data review process. We've received lots of help desk tickets with hospitals saying that the measure score we've recorded doesn't match the public report. It's because they're not looking at the correct public report. If the data source is listed as a LeapFrog hospital survey, then you need to make sure that you're using the links to source data appropriate to the LeapFrog hospital survey. If the data source is listed as CMS, then you're going to use the links to source data under the CMS section. If your source data is listed as the LeapFrog hospital survey, and you use the CMS link, it's not going to match. So please, again, carefully review the information in the data review instructions and on the data review website before you begin the data review process. So in the data review instructions, you'll be able to find the links to source data. Again, these are listed either as a LeapFrog hospital survey or CMS. There's also information about extreme values. So one of the things we have to do when we calculate the hospital safety score is to actually trim measure scores that are greater than the 99th percentile. If your hospital has a measure score that's greater than the 99th percentile, we actually trim it back. This makes sure that the means of standard deviations of the measures don't get skewed based on these outlier values. We include the list of those measures that have been trimmed to the 99th percentile in both the data review instructions document and the scoring methodology document. If you're doing your data review process and you notice that your measure score listed on the data review website doesn't match the public website, and in fact your measure score on the public website is much higher than what we have on the data review website, then likely that's because we trimmed your actual measure score back to the 99th percentile. Therefore, you'll see the measure score as displayed in this list. So please refer to this list if you find that one of your measure scores doesn't match the public report. So again, here's a screenshot of the table that we provide in the data review website, and you want to refer to this data source column before starting the data review process and using the link in that data review instructions document. Once you've reviewed the information, you'll be asked to provide reviewer information before you can move on. If you find that a measure score that we have recorded for you doesn't match the public report, you should contact the help desk immediately. When you contact the help desk, we're going to need the following information. We're going to need a copy of the report that shows a different score for that measure for the time period that we're using. You can provide a screenshot. That's probably the best way to show us that we have recorded something that doesn't quite match what you have found. Please don't just submit a ticket saying a measure score doesn't match. We need a lot more information than that. And we do need to make sure that it doesn't match because you are not looking at the wrong data source, or that the measure score hasn't been trimmed, or that you're looking at the wrong measure, or that you're looking at the wrong reporting period. So again, before you submit the ticket, stop telling us that one of our measure scores don't match. Make sure that you provide us with the name of the measure and a screenshot of where you're seeing a different measure score for that same measure for that same reporting period from the same data source that we have. Once you've completed the data review process, you'll be able to preview your preliminary numerical safety score. You'll also be able to download a copy of the scoring methodology, and we've posted the calculator here as well. Following the data review period, so after March 23rd, we'll refresh the data review website with the final set of data in your final numerical score, so you'll be able to take a look at that. And then 48 hours prior to the public release of the letter grade, you'll be able to log back in and preview your letter grade here. We'll send you an announcement when the data review website has been refreshed and when those letter grades have been published to whoever's email address you provide in the contact information and the reviewer information screen. Some important dates to review before I open the line for questions. Data 15th was the data snapshot date for this hospital safety score. We always publish data snapshot dates in December or January of each year. The next data snapshot date will be August 31st. Again, hospitals that submitted all these Leapfrog hospital surveys by December 31st, an email was sent to your CEO and your survey contact with your hospital's username and password for the data review website. Your 16-digit security code is not the username and password you need to access this website. For hospitals that did not submit a survey by December 31st, we sent a letter in the mail to your hospital CEO. If for some reason you didn't receive the information, contact the help desk and provide your hospital's full name, your address, and your Medicare provider number, and we'll email you the username and password. March 2nd to March 23rd is the courtesy data review period. To date, we have almost 600 hospitals that have logged in to complete the process. At the end of April, we'll refresh the data review website with final source data and numerical safety scores, and then you'll have 48 hours to preview your letter grade before we publish it at hospitalsafetyscore.org. More information about important dates is available on the Hospital Safety Score website in the For Hospital section under Updates and Timelines for Hospital. More information is also available by contacting our help desk at scorehelp@leapfroggroup.org or on the hospital safety score website, which is hospitalsafetyscore.org. I'll now ask the operator to come back on, and we'll open the line for questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please signal us by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach us. A voice prompt on the phone line will indicate when your line is open. Please state your name before posing your question. Again, star 1 to ask a question. And we'll pause a brief moment. We'll take our first question from Maureen Fry with Abington Memorial Hospital.
Hey, this is Maureen Fry at Abington Hospital. Just wondered if there was a way to anticipate a letter grade or what the impact in the numeric scores were with the introduction of the new measures so that we could maybe have some idea of whether or not they mirror previous results.
Thank you for the question, Maureen. So in terms of the impact of the new measures on the overall numerical scores, we actually have done a preliminary analysis, and the addition of the new measures has not been terribly disruptive. What we've seen is, on average, more than 50% of the hospitals have the same or similar numerical score as they would have had without these measures. However, in terms of the cut points for the letter grades, I cannot anticipate at this point whether or not those will be changing or not. We've kept the cut points for the letter grades static for several rounds. The expert panel and our board may want to use this opportunity to update the cut points with the addition of these new measures. We won't make that determination until after the close of the data review period. And so in terms of the cut points changing, I can't say at this point. In terms of the overall impact of the new measures on the safety score, I can say they have not been terribly disruptive. And in fact, more than half of the hospitals have about the same performance as they've had in the fall.
Once again, everyone, it is star one if you do have a question or a comment. If you find your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star two. We'll move next to Sharon Gross with Providence Tarzana Medical Center.
Hi, this is Sharon. Is there a way of us to get these slides?
Yes. If you look on the GoToWebinar toolbar, I've actually attached them. You can download them straight from the GoToWebinar toolbar.
Thank you.
And let's move to Karen Varda with St. Mary's Health.
Hi. My question is, last time I had some trouble accessing some of the CMS data, and it turned out to be my internet browser. I was wondering if you have a browser that you recommend for accessing that data?
That's a great question. We have not had any problems accessing the CMS databases using either Google Chrome or Internet Explorer.
And what level of Internet Explorer?
I believe we're in the latest version, which is IE10.
Okay. Thank you.
Once again, everyone, star one if you have a question or comment. We'll move next to Betty Acton with Texas Health.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to verify that either the email or letters have already been sent to the primary contacts and the CEOs.
They have. They went up prior to March, either prior or on March 2nd. So if you haven't received them by now, definitely contact the help desk with your hospital's name, address, and Medicare provider number so they can email you a copy of your username and password.
Okay, thanks.
Next, we'll move on to Gail Grant with Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
Good morning. Gail Grant from Cedars-Sinai Health System. I'm wondering if your expert panel considered including the overall star rating for HCAHPS, and if so, why it was not included in this new version of the safety score?
Thanks, Gail. That's a great question. So the panel actually examines the individual domains within the overall HCAHPS survey, and we did quite a comprehensive literature review to ensure that we were only including those domains that had the strongest evidence and connection to patient safety. And so these five were selected specifically because of the strength of evidence in the literature connecting them to patient safety and things like reducing hospital-acquired conditions, adverse drug events, falls, et cetera. Not all of the domains within the HCAHPS survey were so strongly connected in the literature to specific patient safety events.
Thank you.
Next, we'll move to Dina Retrosi with St. Joseph Hospital, Orange County.
Hi, this is St. Joseph Hospital in Orange, California. I know you guys might not have the letter grade conversion to the safety score as of yet, but do you have what the parameters were, the numerical range for the letter grades that were posted last year? It might give us a good reference point as to where we will stand come April.
Sure. If you go to hospitalsafetyscore.org, there's a link at the top that says about the score, and when you hover over that, you'll see a drop-down menu. I think the first link is your score or about the score, and you'll actually be able to download the PDF. And let me see if I can actually show you where that is right now.
Okay. Yeah. And then while you're searching that, we actually reviewed our data this weekend. A couple of our elements were not correct against the CMS site. So I emailed helpdesk. Is that correct?
Yeah, and again, as I mentioned on today's call, when you email the help desk, you need to send them a screenshot of where you saw a measure score that doesn't match what we have displayed for you on the data review website.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And also, just as a reminder, please make sure you're checking the data source. So we've gotten a lot of help desk tickets from hospitals that said my Class C score doesn't match what's on the CMS website, and that's because the data source that we're using for Class C or for your CODI measure is the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. The reporting periods between LeapFrog and CMS are different, so it's not going to match. So please make sure you refer to the data review instructions and looking at the data source to validate your various measure scores.
Next, we'll move to Cynthia Healy with Orlando Health.
Hi. Hi, Cindy. Hey, this is Cindy Healy. A couple of questions. There were CLABSI and CLADI on the data review sheet twice, which was confusing. One was they were different dates. One was off of hospital compare, and then one had the recent, more recent date from like a year.
Yep. And so we have two different data sources for CLABSI and CODI. The primary data source is the 2015 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. The secondary data source is CMS. So
if you didn't do the survey, then you go to the other one.
Right. And so if you did the survey, again, when you're in the data review instructions, you want to make sure you go to LeapFrog Measures, and you're using the CLABSI and CODI links and LeapFrog Measures. If you didn't,
that's fine. I just wondered what the difference was.
Yeah.
The other one?
There's two differences. So the LeapFrog data is typically more current. Also, as you know, LeapFrog requires hospitals to report on our survey by facility, not by Medicare provider number.
Right. Okay, the second one was the pressure ulcer changed from a HAQ to a HRQ. What was that about? What was the emphasis behind that? And what's the difference?
So we made that change in fall of 2015 because CMS stopped publishing the HAQ pressure ulcer rate, and now only publishes the PSI-3 pressure ulcer rate. The difference between the two, obviously, is the reporting period. Also, PSI-3 is a risk-adjusted measure, so all the PSIs are risk-adjusted. The variation is comparable, but the rates look very different. Previously, hospitals could have a pressure ulcer rate of 0. Using the PSI, because it's risk-adjusted, no one has 0.
Right.
So the range is a little different, but the variations are.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Once again, everyone, star 1 if you have a question or comment at this time. And we'll move to Marie Moore with Little Company of Mary Hospital. And Marie, your line is open. Please release your mute function. We're not able to hear you at this time.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hi, it's Carol from Little Company of Mary Hospital. A question about CLABSI and CODI. When you're pulling 2014 data and going into 2015, one year we were only doing ICU and the next year we're doing total house. So is that a combination of those two to combine that? Correct?
Nope. So for the purposes of the hospital safety score, LeapFrog's using
standardized infection ratios for Class C and Class D that have either been calculated and published by LeapFrog or by CMS. CMS actually publishes the Class C and Class D SIRs for ICU only. So you'll see here in this, if you can see my screen, Class C and Class D we're using ICU only on the CMS website. The CMS measure ID is HAI1A for the expanded Class C and Class D. The standardized infection ratio is HAI1B, and we are not using that in the hospital safety score.
She's looking at a printout of the website.
So you're taking my ICU data from 2015 only, and that's what I should do too. So I have to alleviate all my other CLABSI infections from what you're tallying for, because NHSN doesn't do that. I mean, 2015 we're doing total house CLABSIs now.
Right, but if you go to the CMS module of the NHSN website, they should still be showing you an ICU only, sir, versus
okay.
a whole house, sir.
I can do that, yes.
Yes, and again, if you use the links that we provide in this document, I have it up here, the CMS Class C and CODI links are on page 10. You'll be able to find the HAI1A, sir, at this website. That's the value that we use.
Okay.
It's a value that CMS had already published for you as a standardized infection ratio for COFTs or CODIs in ICUs only. They are doing ICUs only and whole house now for COFT and CODI, but for whole house, they're only publishing one quarter's worth of data since that just started in January 2015, so that's not, those measures aren't included in the hospital safety score this spring.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Next we have Eileen Bogdanowicz with St. Joseph's Healthcare System.
Hi, this is Poonam from St. Joseph. My question is about the calculator. We received the data last week, and we went through the data review instruction, and there is a calculator also. So I wanted to ask you if this calculator can help us predict our grade better. Is there a relation between that?
No. So as I mentioned, the calculator just illustrates to you the calculations behind your overall numerical safety score, so you can see how those raw measure scores were translated into Z-scores and then multiplied by the measure weight.
Mm-hmm.
We will not determine cut points for the letter grades until after the data review period.
Oh, so with the overall score, we cannot translate it to, okay, we are getting this score, or we might get this score.
Correct. You cannot at this
okay.
point. That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a final reminder to our audience, star one, if you have a question or comment at this time. And we do have one from Sherry Long Campbell with Lee Memorial Health System.
Hello, this is Sherry Long Campbell with Lee Memorial Health System.
Hi.
Yes, my question, you've mentioned that they are considering changing the cut point. Are they considering making them more stringent or less stringent due to the new measures?
We won't actually do that analysis again until after the data review period is closed. So we wait until we have a final set of data and numerical scores, and then we do an analysis based on the kinds of changes that we're seeing. So I couldn't say at this time.
So it's based on the analysis from the data review?
Following the data review period, correct.
Okay, that makes sense. I knew that you said it would be following, but I was just wondering what was giving them, making them want to look at the cut points this year. As you said, they had been static for the last couple of years.
Right.
So is this something they do each year after the data review?
We do. We evaluate the cut points for the letter grades every round. Not every year, but actually every round.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
And next we have Nestor with St. Joseph Hospital.
Hello?
Yes. I just had a question. Do you have a customer service phone line, or is it still all through email?
We have an online help desk. When you submit a ticket, if we need to schedule a follow-up call, we're certainly happy to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It appears that's all the questions in our queue at this time.
So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. Again, if you haven't received your hospital's username and password, please do submit a ticket to the help desk. Please look in your email for updates regarding the refresh of the data review website and the preview of letter grades. We will be sending those out to the email addresses that you all provide in the contact information and reviewer sections of the website. Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Everyone, that concludes our conference call for today. Thank you all for your participation. Once again, everyone, that concludes our conference call. Thank you for your participation. Have a nice day.